KQED.
Good morning. From KQED Radio News, this is Quest. Each week we explore Northern California's science and environment. I'm Andrea Kissick. Over the last few years, we've all been asked to tread more lightly on the planet, use less energy, less gasoline, and less water. Now, a growing number of do-it-yourself eco-plumbers are testing the limits of just how green you can get before running into trouble with the law. Amy Standen reports.
Back here, it's a bit hard to see. You have to lean in. It's that red handle over there.
Mateo, whose last name we aren't using for reasons that will soon become clear, is pointing to a small valve behind the clothes washer of his Oakland home. If you turn it to one side, the wastewater from a load of laundry flows where it normally would, to the wastewater treatment plant at the East Bay Municipal Utility District, or EBMUD.
If you turn it to the other side, the water goes into what ends up being like a humongous bucket, if you will, in our garden.
That bucket sits on a table just outside the house. It contains water that's gray with things like soap and dirt and oils.
And we've got a hose connected to it that we can just turn on and off.
Mateo carries the hose over to a planter box filled with tomatoes and other vegetables. He sticks the nozzle into the mouth of a thick white PVC pipe that pokes out from the dirt. Water trickles down through the pipe and into the root system of the plants. This way, the recycled water never comes into contact with the edible parts of the plants. It's also an efficient way to irrigate.
So rather than the water being immediately exposed to the sun and possibly evaporating, it's going under. So it's a, you know, smarter use of water.
The system may seem intuitive, but it's also illegal, built without a permit from the city. Instead, Mateo recruited a group called the Gray Water Gorillas, which helps people set up simple gray water recycling systems like this one. Laura Allen is one of the group's founders.
Gray water is water that comes out of sinks, showers, washing machines. It's any water that has not come in contact with toilet water, which is called black water.
Allen says that gray water is perfectly safe to be used on plants as long as you follow a few simple rules. Minimize contact with the gray water, don't let it accumulate in standing pools, and use ecological soaps that won't kill plants.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to have to pay a lot of fees and spend days to try to get the right permits to just detach your sink and send it outside to water your plants. So you don't want to drink gray water, definitely, but it's not that dirty and your plants love it.
But from the perspective of city government, gray water recycling is a potential public health disaster. Managed improperly, it could spread human diseases like E. coli. Pools of stagnant gray water can attract mosquitoes, vectors for West Nile virus. So getting a permit for something like this can be a sea of red tape, and as a result, not many people do it. In the East Bay, one of the few permitted gray water recycling systems is here on a tree-lined street in North Berkeley. Berkeley's Eco House is kind of like an exhibit home for green living. Its large garden is home to both a resident duck as well as an elaborate and legal gray water recycling system.
So the system is over here. We have a pipe just exiting the house.
John Russell is a licensed landscape contractor. He points to where that pipe enters a gravel pit that's planted with papyrus and other water-loving plants.
And then as the water flows through the gravel to the other end, all the particulate matter and all the bits of hair and lint that are common in gray water get filtered out. And by the time it gets through the wetland, you have nice, clean, pure water flowing out the end of it that you can use to irrigate your landscape with.
Russell crouches down and digs a few inches until a little pool of gray water wells up from the gravel.
The water level in these constructed wetlands is always kept below the surface of the gravel, so you don't have any problems with mosquitoes or anything like that. You never have any standing water in the system.
The technology is simple, but it wasn't cheap. Using all volunteer labor, the Eco House spent about $4,000 on this system, including a pump which sends the filtered water out into the garden. Compare that to the less than $100 that Mateo spent on his house.
A lot of that is from the permitting fees. And right now, there haven't been a lot of permitted systems done in this area. So when the plumbing department gets a set of plans, they can be a little skeptical as far as gray water because they've never really seen these types of systems before.
And therein lies the catch-22. Until city building departments get more requests for permitted systems, there's little pressure on them to make it easier. But until they make it easier, there's little incentive for citizens to do it by the book. Back in Oakland, the reward is in the water bills. Mateo says he's using half the water he used a year ago, while his garden has doubled in size. Encouraged by his success, he's now recycling gray water from a bathroom sink and shower as well. The biggest surprise, he says, is how easy it's been.
The system is a lot simpler than I expected it to be. Anybody with the proper assistance of somebody who's done it before, I think, can do it in half a day.
Mateo and others could face steep fines if they get caught, but there are other reasons to do it by the book as well. EBMUD offers a small rebate to customers who recycle their gray water. That is, if they do it legally. For Quest, this is Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
To learn more about gray water recycling, visit our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.